Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you today. Shoes. I need new shoes. Mine look old and worn out. They're a pair of sports shoes, you know. Sneakers. I don't play sports, of course. It's just a pair of shoes. No brand. Not Nike or Converse or anything. They're not brand name shoes. I don't care about brand names. Brand names cost money. They're expensive. I don't need to pay extra for that. I just need a good pair of shoes to walk in. It's okay with me if people think my shoes aren't cool. Doesn't hurt me. I would like it if they thought they were cool, of course. Of course I would. It wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't mind. Anyone can go ahead any time and think my shoes are cool. And I don't know what people really think. Maybe they already do think my shoes are cool. Maybe people think my shoes are cool because they don't have a brand on them. Maybe people think my shoes are cool because they're all worn out and dirty and have holes in them and don't smell good and let my feet get wet when it rains. Well, probably not. I bet people actually look at my shoes and think, that poor guy, he should get some new shoes. He probably doesn't have enough money for new shoes. He must be very poor. He must be lazy. If he wasn't so lazy, he'd have nice clean shoes. That's more likely to be what they think, I suppose. But, well, what would I think if I saw someone wearing shoes like mine? I don't know. I guess I usually don't notice people's shoes that much. I don't look at people's shoes much at all. And I don't look at people's shoes to try to understand if they're poor or rich or lazy or not lazy. That's probably what happens most of the time. People don't notice my shoes at all. They don't look at my feet very much. They don't look at me very much. They're busy with their own lives. That's why I don't notice other people's feet. I'm busy. Busy with my own life. And if people do look at my feet, they aren't looking very closely. My shoes are not important to them. They're thinking about something that is important to them, that is important to their life, like their shoes. Maybe they have shoes with holes in them too. And if they walk through wet grass or a puddle, then their socks and feet get wet too, like mine. I was just out walking my dog. My feet got wet. My feet got really wet. That happens every time I walk my dog since I've had these holes in my shoes. When the walk is over and we go back inside, I have to take off my socks and change them for some dry ones. Every time. Then I hang up the wet socks so they can get dry. It takes a long time and is annoying to me. Then when they are done drying, the socks are not soft anymore. They're stiff. I am tired of doing this. I am tired of getting my feet wet every day. So, today, I'm going to buy some new shoes. But I'm not going to buy new shoes. New shoes are expensive. I'm going to look for used shoes. Some people don't like to wear used shoes, but with luck, you can find very nice used shoes for a low price. I really enjoy going to the used clothing store in town. It's like a treasure hunt. I don't know if there are stores like this where you live, but this is how they work. People give things that they don't want anymore, like old clothes and other things, like cups and plates and books, and they give them to this store that sells them to people like me, people who like looking through old things. Of course, sometimes you don't find what you're looking for, or you find something that looks so good, but the size is too big or too small. To tell you the truth, that has happened several times recently. I found a beautiful pair of light brown shoes that were made in Italy. They were clean and in great shape. I was so excited when I saw them. They looked very comfortable and very nice. On the bottoms of the shoes was the number 10. The number 10 was written with a blue pencil. That was the price. $10. That seemed a little high for old shoes, but I would pay it for these shoes. I didn't see a size written on them anywhere, though. I sat down in a chair to try them on. First, I took off my old left shoe and tried on the left light brown Italian shoe. It wasn't easy to put on. Also, it felt tight. I knew that the shoe was too small. I knew it immediately. But I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that they were too small. I have thick socks on, I thought. That's why the shoe feels tight. So I continued the little game. I smiled and tried on the right shoe. I didn't smile because I felt good. I smiled because I was pretending the shoes were perfect for me. I thought that smiling could somehow change reality. I thought smiling could make my feet shrink a little or make the shoes grow a little. But nothing changed. I stood up, walked around, and my smile went away. The shoes were tight and uncomfortable. I knew that if I did buy them, I would never wear them. I would just bring them right back to this same store and lose the $10 I'd paid for them. I felt sad, but I put my old, worn-out shoes back on and walked out of the store. They may have a lot of holes, but at least they aren't too tight. As I left, I made a plan to go back to the store next week. I told myself, next week, there will be a new pair of shoes there. I told myself, right now, somewhere in this town, there's someone whose feet are just a little bigger than mine, having a birthday party, and they're opening a present. They're tearing off the paper, and they're finding a beautiful pair of shoes that are just a little too small for them. They're beautiful shoes, made in Italy, and they're light brown. No, they're light green. Since I'm dreaming, I can make them any color I want, right? This person, slightly bigger than me, will try them on, and they will feel tight and uncomfortable. He will wish they were the right size, but it will not change anything. He will have no choice but to give the shoes away. Before next week, he will give them to the used clothing store. And finally, when I walk in the door, the shoes will be there waiting for me. They'll be calling out, "Here we are! We are your new shoes!" They will be shining like the sun. I will try them on, and they'll fit perfectly. I can see it. I can see it now. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to be with you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.